This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. And as we do anytime there's a major development in the healthcare debate, we check in with Grace Marie to get her reaction to the developments. And Grace Marie, it's always great to have you with us.
It's always a pleasure, Greg. Thank you so much.
Well, the development at hand today, of course, is the Obama administration finally putting into words some of its priorities in this debate. To this point, they basically let congressional Democrats do their policy making for them. There's a lot of different aspects to talk about here, but the main ones, of course, are the level of government oversight, the cost of this in terms of the deficit and on the taxpayer, and, of course, the quality of care. Let's start with the government involvement here. What do you see that jumps out at you in this plan in terms of the federal government's regulation?
Well, I think that the White House has really shown that it's basically devoid of ideas. It has taken ideas, if you can call it that, from the House and the Senate bills, try to sort of find compromises in some of them, but basically it continues to be a tax and spend and mandate and regulate bill that does nothing, I think, to advance the conversation over genuine bipartisan compromise to solve the very real problems in our health sector. It's really a dare to Republicans to take it or leave it, because they really have done nothing of any substance to change the legislation that's already before Congress.
Grace Marie, in terms of bipartisan areas, we've talked a little bit about some of the ideas that you think ought to be involved in any sort of health care reform. Which of the Democratic ideas, if there's going to be a compromise, are palatable to you?
Well, the president actually put out a two-page document listing ideas that they've incorporated from Republican proposals. But they're not bad ideas. They involve mostly addressing waste, fraud, and abuse, primarily in Medicare, but also in other federal programs. And that's a really good idea, but that's not the substance of the reform effort. There really are. The question is whether or not government is going to be at the center of making decisions about our health care, or whether or not we are going to energize the private marketplace. There is nothing in this plan that the president has put out that gives consumers more power, doctors and patients more power in a meaningfully competitive health care environment to be able to control more of their own choices. That fundamental difference is totally not addressed in this plan that the president's produced.
Grace Marie, as long as the mandates are in place, can there be a patient-centered aspect to this reform?
I don't see how you do it. I mean, that everything in the bill, in fact, the new ideas that he put out there, this new federal health insurance exchange, is the federal health insurance regulatory body, devolves even more power to Washington. The states are the regulators of health insurance prices right now. He wants to set up a new federal authority that would have that would be able to regulate health insurance premiums and policies. That's the exact wrong approach. We need to not have governments making those decisions, but we need a truly competitive market in which consumers vote every day with their choices about whether or not a health insurance policy meets their needs or not, is it affordable or not. Instead, they slap price controls and mountains of new regulation on top of our health sector, with Washington making those decisions. It is an absolute prescription for failure.
Grace Marie, break that down just a little bit more for those who might not follow this type of thing on a day-to-day basis. If the government is artificially keeping health care premiums low, how does that impact choice and quality for the patient?
Well, basically, health insurance premiums are a reflection of health insurance costs. And if they tell health insurers you can't increase your premiums, they're going to have to do something that keeps their cost under that threshold. And it's going to either be reducing the benefits, lowering quality, eliminating choice, and giving people fewer choices than they would have if they would allow consumers to make choices among truly competing players. Right now, this legislation means that health insurance companies, doctors, hospitals, everybody is going to be looking over their shoulder, trying to figure out, oh, am I following this new rule or mandate? mandate, am I violating some new provision of the federal health care laws that are going to get me in jail, that are going to cause me to have to pay more premiums, that are going to cause my taxes to go up? It's not a marketplace. They do not understand or trust a marketplace, and they believe that the only way to get prices down is by direct orders from Washington. Price controls have not worked for 4,000 years, and they're not going to work in this health care legislation.
Grace Maria, at this point, it's hard to tell exactly how many Republicans are going to bother to show up at this summit on Thursday, since it looks as though the plan's already in place here. But if you were to advise any of those that do show up, what questions do you think need to be answered by this president?
Well, I actually think that the main thing that the Republicans need to do is to talk about their different vision of health reform that puts doctors and patients in charge of decisions over health care spending, over health care and health medical decisions, and not Washington politicians. And they do have a lot of ideas about how you get there. The main thing we need to do is give people portable health insurance that if they like their job-based health insurance, that's fine. But if they want to get their own policy through a different kind of group, they should be able to do that and do it on a level playing field. We need to set up truly competitive markets for health insurance. That means starting by allowing people to purchase health insurance across state lines so that you're not trapped by the rules and regulations and mandates in your own state that may be making health insurance artificially expensive. Those are some of the kinds of things they need to talk about, and they need to talk about the way they could create a more stable safety net at the state level for people that have pre-existing conditions and otherwise high health care costs. We can do this with new subsidies, with more choices of where to purchase health insurance, and a stronger safety net. Those are the three key provisions Republicans should be talking about, and they should use this opportunity to get their message out and not be on the defensive about this huge, huge tsunami of health care rules and regulations and mandates and taxes and new spending in the Obama plan.
Grace Maria, just about 60 seconds left here, and this is more of a politically logistical question, but if in fact Democrats pursue the road that they've hinted at here, reconciliation, meaning a filibuster is not in effect, do you see this as being inevitable, or is this something that's still very much up in the air?
Well, I'll tell you, I saw a list of senators who said that they don't want to use the budget reconciliation process to pass health reform, and there's 18 of them have said they don't want to do this. So that's enough to stop them from going in this direction. We did a call with the parliamentarian of the Senate. He said, you're going to wind up with a Swiss cheese of legislation. It is a long, involved process that's going to produce very bad legislation. So going this reconciliation route means that they're going to be spending the next several months on health care and may still not produce a product. So I think they really need to rethink that strategy. It is not a straight line to getting this done.
Grace Maria, it sounds like you and I will be talking again before too long.
We will indeed, Greg. It's always a pleasure.
Same here. Grace Maria Turner, president of the Galen Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.